This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Syria has been hit by its deadliest attack since the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus was hit in April, and Israel has remained silent on the strike. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman reports.
Charred remains of a vehicle and blackened, smoking earth marked the aftermath of what the Syrian government on Monday said were Israeli airstrikes the night before. Syria's health minister said the attacks killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens of others. Syrian state news agency Sana showed images of what it said were those wounded getting treatment. It cited a military source that Syrian air defenses had shot down some of the missiles. Two regional intelligence sources said a major military research center for chemical arms had been hit several times. They said it was believed to house a team of Iranian military experts involved in weapons production.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman. An Israeli civilian who was shot dead at the border crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank was buried at a funeral on Monday. The man, among three killed on Sunday by a Jordanian truck driver at a commercial cargo area at the border crossing before the assailant was shot dead himself. It was the first attack of its kind along the border with Jordan since October 7th, when Palestinian Islamist group Hamas carried out an assault on southern Israel, sparking the war in Gaza that has escalated throughout the region. Jordan says it is investigating the shooting. A bridge collapsed and a bus was swept away by flooding in Vietnam, raising the death toll there to at least 64 from a typhoon and subsequent heavy rains. State media say 9 people died on Saturday after Typhoon Yagi made landfall in Vietnam before weakening into a tropical depression. The rest died in floods on Sunday and Monday. This is VOA News. Germany's government announced on Monday it's implementing temporary controls at all of the country's land borders in an attempt to tackle irregular migration and protect the public. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina reports.
The controls are set to begin on September 16th and last for 6 months. Nancy Faeser is the country's interior minister.
I have ordered this today and have already informed the EU. This will serve to further limit irregular migration and protect against the acute dangers posed by Islamist terror and serious crime. We are doing everything we can to better protect the people in our country against this.
Germany has hardened its stance on migration in recent years, and the government is scrambling to retake the initiative after support for the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, has surged over the issue.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. A senior Ukrainian official said on Monday Western partner countries must allow Ukraine to use weapons they have supplied to strike military warehouses inside Russia because of strong suspicions Iran has provided ballistic missiles for the Kremlin's war effort. Two people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press over the weekend the United States told allies it believes Iran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. American actor James Earl Jones died on Monday at the age of 93. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
You have failed me for the last time.
James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King, the voice of CNN, and he was a lifelong stutterer. He wrote in his autobiography, Voices and Silences, he did not talk for years because he was too embarrassed to speak. A high school teacher helped him find his voice. Jones also had roles in Field of Dreams, Dr. Strangelove, The Hunt for Red October, and as one of the first black actors on daytime TV on As the World Turns in 1965. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she's completed chemotherapy and will return to some public duties in the coming months. The 42-year-old wife of Britain's Prince William is expected to undertake a light program of engagements until the end of the year. Kate announced in March she was being treated for an undisclosed type of cancer. Kate attended a ceremonial birthday parade for her father-in-law, King Charles III, in June, and the following month presented the men's winner's trophy at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or, for the latest news and information, download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.